Good evening. You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I guess about everything in the world that can go wrong has gone wrong today and tonight. Last Thursday, Jackie Patru sent a whole week's worth of programming. That's last Thursday, by overnight UPS, and it still has not arrived. So her broadcast tonight on the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network was a rerun from October the 23rd, 1996, entitled Regionalism Part 1. And if that wasn't enough, we originally linked to the satellite, and then I went out to check the sound on our local station here. And when I came back, we were not on satellite, and spent quite a long time trying to hook up, and apparently the switch in the satellite uplink was frozen, and we were not able to get on the satellite until 30 minutes after our network programming began. Technical difficulties, and it sometimes happens. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to, and anyway, before I get into that, I apologize to Jackie Patru for half of her program not airing on satellite. It did air in Eager and Springerville, Arizona, but that's the only place. The last half of her broadcast did go out on the satellite and over all of our affiliate broadcasting stations. And so Jackie will not be charged for that hour of network programming tonight. And apologize to all of our affiliates for not being able to give them the first half of tonight's network broadcasting. We'll try to make sure that doesn't happen again. And we're going to make a valiant attempt to find out why Jackie Patru's tapes are not getting here on time with UPS. We have never had a problem in all the years we've dealt with UPS receiving anything, especially overnight packages. And everything that has gone wrong, that has ever gone wrong since we began our network programming, has happened to Jackie Patru in the first hour. We had a piece of equipment that we were playing her tapes, and the tapes would mysteriously slow down. It wouldn't happen to my tapes. It wouldn't happen to Michael Cottingham's tapes, just Jackie Patru's tapes. And three times her tapes have arrived late or not at all. So I don't know. Jackie, I think you'd, if you're into that sort of thing, you better check your horoscope. Because something is really working against you. And we're doing our best here to remedy what we can remedy on this end. We have taken care of the piece of equipment that slowed your tapes down, and that's not going to happen anymore. Tonight, folks, on the Hour of the Time, we're going to talk about how you can receive a satellite receiving system at cost to us plus $10. All we charge is, all we tack onto it is $10. It's our cost. And the only reason we do that is it takes an awful lot to handle these orders and process them and all of this kind of stuff. And so we have to have a $10 handling fee. If it wasn't such a problem, we wouldn't even charge the $10, because we want you to get a satellite receiving system if you don't have one. And we want you to get a low-power FM transmitter and become an affiliate broadcast station of the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network. We're going to talk about how to do that tonight. And we're going to get some calls, I hope, from affiliate station managers who will call and tell us, you know, what equipment they're using, how it's going, you know, and what kind of listening audience they have, and all of that kind of stuff. I know we have one affiliate station out there that is broadcasting in a large major city in the United States, and is causing quite a stir because our program, ladies and gentlemen, has brought them into the Nielsen ratings, into the Nielsen ratings, and has taken quite a big chunk of the audience share of that large American city away from the establishment, communist-controlled radio networks and stations. And that's exactly what we set out to do. It is the greatest news that I've heard in an awful long time, which tells me that this idea that we had is a good idea. It is working, and if we can get enough people involved in it, we can spread across the United States. And as the socialist traitors are a cancer to us, we can in turn become a cancer to them. And all we have to do is tell the truth on radio. And that's really not so hard to do. As you've been listening to this broadcast, you'll find out it can be done. And it can be done by anybody who wants to do it. So that's what we're going to talk about. So don't go away. If you've wondered how to do it, if you've wondered if it's legal, if you wondered if you get in trouble, if you wondered how much it costs, we're going to talk about all those things. And then we're going to open the phones and take calls from people who are already doing it, hopefully, if they'll call. And I hope that they will, because there's an awful lot of them out there doing it. So here we go. Don't go away. I'll be right back. You might sound like Green to her.
But suppose she likes Rudy Van.
I love the old radio jingles and the old radio stuff, and we're going to have some of that on this network. As soon as we get enough programming to reach the break-even point, then we'll spread out in some areas that will just knock your socks off and just make this the greatest network that you've ever heard in your life. But we're a ways from that. So, also, I didn't tell you in the beginning that we are looking for people who want to air programs on the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network. Any hour that you want to broadcast that's not already taken is $30 per hour. It's as simple as that, plus your share of whatever the telephone bill is to the satellite uplink station. And you know, it's going to vary depending upon how many hours you broadcast. Simple as that. So it's $30 per hour. Pretty soon we're going to have another show come up. It's going to be a two-hour show, either on Saturday or Sunday night. And I'll be talking about that probably next week and promoting that broadcast. So we are reaching out and we're doing it. Now, for those of you who do not have satellite systems, let me tell you how to get one. It's very simple. We have put together a satellite system that is the best for the money, all top-notch, top-of-the-line equipment, consists of a 7-foot Orbitron dish, 100 feet of coax cable, and LNB all of the things that you need to set the dish up, including the coordinates for where you live and where to point the dish to receive our satellite, and a top-of-the-line satellite receiving set, which goes in your home and hooks up to your television set. And It's $530 if you live east of the Rockies and $545 if you live west of the Rockies delivered. Now, if you don't believe that's a good deal, ladies and gentlemen, you go down to your local satellite dealer and tell them what you're getting. And if you want to know exactly what you're getting by name, send me a self-addressed stamped number 10 size envelope and $1, and we'll send you a whole information pack that lists each of the components and who makes them and all of that kind of stuff. And just take that down to your local satellite dealer and watch him turn pale when you ask him if he can give you the same equipment for the same price. He will probably have a heart attack right there in front of you because it cannot be done by anybody. It is the cheapest price for a satellite system anywhere. And I'm not kidding you one single bit. And if you can find one cheaper that is exactly the same quality, we'll drop this package and pick up the other one and make it available to people. And that includes our $10 fee also. It's $530 if you live east of the Rockies, and $545 if you live west of the Rockies, and that's delivered. All costs included, postage, handling, delivery fee, everything. It's all included in that price. And I'm telling you right now, it's top of the line equipment. Nothing in this package is cheap. Nothing is shoddy. Nothing is going to break. Everything has a one-year guarantee on it. And for the first 30 days, ladies and gentlemen, if you'll just call us and if you have any problems, or call the number that's included with the set, and they'll help you set it up. We'll do anything we can to help you get set up and online and receiving this programming from the satellite. And for the first 30 days, if something goes wrong, call and get a return authorization, and whatever is not operating properly, send it to us, and we'll exchange it for another one there's nothing wrong with, and there shouldn't be anything wrong with anything. We've delivered over 120 sets so far, and no one has had any problems to my knowledge, and nothing has been returned to my knowledge. And I say to my knowledge because no one has said anything to me about anything being wrong, period. And like I said, it's top-of-the-line equipment, folks, so there's not going to be anything wrong with it. But if there is, call us, get a return authorization, send it back. We'll replace it immediately. After 30 days, then you go to the manufacturer. Their guarantee is a year, and if there's something wrong with it, they'll do the same thing. So you're in good hands with the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network. Now, that's the satellite system for those of you who don't have one. And if you want to order one, if you live east of the Rockies, send $530. And if you live west of the Rockies, send $545. That's all fees, all shipping, everything is included in that price. Make your check or money order payable to Harvest Trust. That's H-A-R-V-E-S-T, Harvest Trust. P.O. Box 1970, that's P.O. Box 1970, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. That's Harvest Trust. Make your check or money order payable to Harvest Trust and send it to Harvest Trust, P.O. Box 1970. That's P.O. Box 1970, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. One more time with the address. Harvest Trust, P.O. Box 1970. Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. Okay, now we'll go to the low-power FM transmitter. Now, we have talked to an awful lot of people who have used an awful lot of different FM transmitters. At one time, we were carrying one from R. Scott Electronics in Canada, And when we first checked it out, it was top-notch, great equipment. And then we found out that they were ripping off us off for the money, and we're not shipping the units to the people who ordered them. So we bit the dust for about $5,000 that we had to refund to people, because I back up what I say 100%, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm the one who ate the money in that deal. Nobody else did. Nobody else had to pry the money out of us or anything else. It was sent back as soon as we found out that they did not receive their transmitter. We've looked at an awful lot of other low-power FM transmitters, and we have only found one that will not drift on frequency and that is a good, honorable company that backs their guarantees and makes good equipment, and that's Ramsey Electronic Hobby and Amateur Radio Kits. I'm going to give you their toll-free number right now. It's 1-800-446-2295. 1-800-446-2295. And I'll give that to you again. It's Ramsey Electronic Hobby and Amateur Radio Kits. If you want to call them and ask for their catalog, you can. If you just want to listen to what I'm going to tell you tonight, you can call that number tomorrow and order, if you have a credit card, whatever you want. Okay, so I'm going to be talking about what they have to offer here, and I hope you listen very carefully, ladies and gentlemen. According to the FCC rules, UI, or anybody else is allowed to transmit low-power FM radio as long as you do not exceed 100 milliwatts of power. Okay, are you listening very carefully? Now, this is according to the FCC rules. You can broadcast on low power FM as long as you do not exceed 100 milliwatts of power. Nothing in this Ramsey catalog, as far as FM radios, exceed that limit. Okay, and I'm going to tell you which ones are the best ones to get for you. And if you want to look up the FCC licensing information, what you want to look up is Part 15. And you can call the FCC, or the, actually you can call the U.S. Government Superintendent of Documents at this number, 202-512-3238. That's 202-512-3238, and you can order Code of Federal Regulations Part 15 of the FCC rules, okay? And it's $24. They'll accept a MasterCard or Visa. I don't know if they accept other ones. But to order the correct document, ask for this. CFR, that's Code of Federal Regulations, Title 17, Parts 1 to 19. That's what you want. Code of Federal Regulations, Title 17, Parts 1 to 19. Now, if you live near a federal depository library, you can just go down and copy those, and you don't have to pay $24. Okay, simple as that. Or if you live near a law library, or your county courthouse, which usually has a law library that's open and available for use by the public. So the number is 202-512-3238, and you want Code of Federal Regulations Part 15, but what you ask for, ladies and gentlemen, so that you get everything that you need, ask for CFR Title 17, Parts 1 to 19, and be prepared to give a Visa or MasterCard number, and they'll dock you for $24. Or you can just call that number, ask them the address to send a check or a money order. They probably won't take checks, but send a money order. And you can ask them if they take checks. And just send for it if you don't have a credit card or don't want to use a credit card. I don't have them. Don't use them. Don't want them. Don't want to use them. So, now, here's what you're able to do, folks. If you want to broadcast on low-power FM, you must not exceed 100 milliwatts. That's 1/10 of 1 watt as the maximum power output for an unlicensed home-built transmitting device. And the combined length of your antenna and feed line or coaxial cable or other, according to this, must not exceed 10 feet. That's what they say. There is no difference between stereo or monaural transmissions. Now, I am only broadcasting with 25 milliwatts of power, which is 1/40 of 1 watt, ladies and gentlemen. 1/40 of 1 watt. And I don't have any problem covering the entire population in the valley where I live, you see, because I live in a mountain right in the middle of this valley, and I'm way above the surrounding town. My antenna is on a 10-foot mast, which sits on the roof of my house, and I am able to get out 10, 12 miles in every single direction with 25 milliwatts of power. Now, if you're down in a city or a suburb of a city that is flat, and you put up your antenna on the roof of your house and it's 10 feet tall, you're not going to get out that far, folks, not even with 100 milliwatts of power. You will probably cover a quarter of a mile to a mile at most. But that's a quarter of a mile to a mile of listeners who never would have heard this broadcast in their life in any other way. If there's a tall building next to you, you might be able to talk to the owners of the building and lease a portion of the roof to put your transmitter up 10 feet above the roof of that building, and then you may be able to get out from 6 to 12 miles, depending upon how high that building is and how high it actually puts your transmitter. So there's all kinds of options that you have that you can explore and that you can do. You also have to check all of the FM frequencies in your area, and you have to choose one that's not being used by anybody in that area and that will not interfere with any other broadcast, especially licensed broadcasts of any kind. Now, the FCC likes to pull the old trick, like they'll say, well, you're using 102.3, but 102.3 has been assigned. They don't tell you it was assigned in New York and you live in Southern California in San Diego. FM transmissions go in a straight line, ladies and gentlemen, and they only go as far as the power boosting that signal. So if you're transmitting with 100 milliwatts of power, even if you have your transmitter on a mountain, it's going out as far as it could possibly reach, if there's the same frequency assigned to an FM station in New York, don't worry about it. And don't let them con you, because your FM broadcast is not going to be heard by anybody in New York. It's not going to disturb anybody on that frequency in New York. And I got to tell you something else. As soon as it hits the curvature of the Earth, your signal just keeps on going out into space if it goes that far. And I'm going to tell you right now, there's no low-power transmitter that goes that far and will never reach New York. No way. And even if you could boost that signal up to as high as you could possibly get it, it's still not going to be heard in New York, because FM signals transmit in a straight line like microwave signals. Which means, if you're broadcasting behind a tall building, whoever's on the other side of that building is never, ever going to hear your broadcast, even if they're only a half a block away. With FM, that's the way it works. Okay? And in big cities, we have powerful FM stations, and they have their transmitters way up high on tall buildings or mountains. That's why you can hear them. If they had it down, you know, behind tall buildings, you would never hear them on the other side of those buildings. Okay. Now, Ramsey has two different transmitters, and I want to talk to you about which one's the best for you. For you, if you want to become a low-power affiliate of the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network, you want to get, ladies and gentlemen, the FM25 professional synthesized FM stereo transmitter. It broadcasts in stereo. If you're playing stereo and you have it hooked up in stereo, it will broadcast in stereo. The price of it is $129.95. It comes in a kit that you have to put together. Now, if you don't know how to put a kit together, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have that expertise or you don't want to learn or you don't want to screw it up because it costs $129.95, send us a self-addressed stamp number 10 size envelope and we'll send you the same information kit, which has the names and phone numbers and addresses of two different people who will be happy to assemble your transmitters for you for a reasonable fee. And I think they charge about $10 an hour. So to have it assembled by the people that we have who have volunteered to do it, it's going to cost you between $40 and $60. Or you can do it yourself. So it's the FM, that's F as in Fox, M as in Mike, 25, professional synthesized FM stereo transmitter kit. It broadcasts at the maximum legal power for an unlicensed kit transmitter of 100 milliwatts. That's $129.95. There's another transmitter in their catalog, but don't be fooled. See, it doesn't say in the catalog what the power of these transmitters are. They have another one on the next page that costs for the kit, it costs $249.95. You can get it assembled and fully wired. You can get it ordered. You can order it an export version, fully wired and assembled and tested for $399.95. It says Super Pro FM Stereo Radio Station, complete all-in-one stereo radio station, also available fully assembled. So you would be led to believe that that's the more powerful radio. It is not. That radio is the one, that transmitter is the one that I have. It only broadcasts on 25 milliwatts of power. So that's not the one you want to get unless you live on a mountain, the very tip top of a mountain like I do, with the population surrounding the hill or the mountain below you. Now, if you live on a high hill, this will work for you. It'll get out 6 miles easy if you live on a hill and you're at the very top of the hill and the population that you're broadcasting to is spread out below and around you. It's, you know, it will work fine for you. But why pay more money for a transmitter that has one quarter of the power? The only reason I did it, folks, is that I'm a target. I'm a target. President Clinton in a White House memo named me the most dangerous radio host in America because I tell the truth and he can't stand it. It's killing him. It's eating the heart out of the socialist agenda and they cannot stand it. They're fuming. They hate my guts. So I can't even come close to the maximum. They'll figure out some way to say I'm going over. So I live on the top of a mountain. I don't need it anyway. I use 25 milliwatts of power. You guys aren't targets. You guys aren't leaders in this movement. You guys are just people who want to help, who want to have a little transmitter and help spread the word, spread the truth. They're not going to target all of you people. First place, they don't have the people to do it. Second place, if you're not breaking the law, they can't do it. And in the third place, it costs too much money for them to go after everybody. So they target people like me. One of these days, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you this right now. Listen to me because it's the truth. They'll come to Eager, Arizona on some trumped up bullshit lying charge to either throw me in prison, my wife in prison, and take our children and put them in foster homes for the rest of our lives, or they'll kill us right here. Now, if I've got the guts to do what needs to be done and fight for my country and take a chance on dying for my country right here in my country, and you're all willing to pat your sons and daughters on the butts and send them off to die in some godforsaken place in the sands of the Middle East, then you should be willing and you should have the guts to get yourself a satellite downlink station and a low-power FM transmitter and help us in this endeavor. If you don't, believe me, there's no white knight in shining armor that's going to ride into this country and save us. We have to do it ourselves. If we're not willing to do it, nobody's going to do it. Nobody's going to do it for us. And folks, I mean, nobody wants to hear that, but that's the god-awful truth. Okay? So we only got one other thing to talk about, and that's an antenna. Ramsey makes an antenna. It's called the TrueMatch FM broadcast antenna. It's the same one I use. Now, before I got this antenna, I was just using the little telescopic antenna on the transmitter, which only sticks up about a foot, and I was broadcasting 2 miles in every direction from this mountaintop just with that. But when I got the regular TrueMatch FM broadcast antenna, which is made for broadcasting FM, with these kits, I'm getting out this whole valley from mountain to mountain and everything in between, at least 12 miles. There's no problem. I can drive 12 miles in any direction and hear my signal. After that, it dies out and goes away with just 25 milliwatts of power. So don't be discouraged and don't think that you can't do anything. You can. And this, it's an antenna kit. You have to put it together. And folks, I've never put together an electronic kit in my life. I did not put together this transmitter. It was put together by one of the two people who have really very easy, and I did it in about an hour. And it cost $39.95. So the TrueMatch FM broadcast antenna is $39.95. The FM25 professional synthesized stereo FM stereo transmitter is $129.95. All you need is the coax that goes between the two with the F-type fittings on the ends, and you're in business. And if you want to get the 25 milliwatt radio broadcast transmitter, because you are in a situation like I am, or if you're in a situation like I am and you want the more powerful one because you've got a tremendously large population down below you, then get the FM25 because that's 100 milliwatts. The one I have costs more, and it's 25 milliwatts. It has some features that the other one doesn't have, but the other one has the most power, and that's what you really need for what you want to do. So, don't go away. We'll come back. We'll open the phones, and we'll try to answer your questions, and we'll also try to get some people to call in who are currently broadcasting. The number is 520-333-4578. That's 520-333-4578, and we'll spend the rest of the hour talking with you, answering your questions, and getting some feedback from people who are already broadcasting as affiliate stations of the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network. They'll talk about what they're using and maybe tell us some of their problems and some of their fixes so that you don't have to go through the same thing. We'll do this maybe once every 2 weeks just to make sure that nobody gets lost in the shuffle and the new people coming online get their problems solved and all of that kind of stuff. The Hour of the Time is brought to you by Swiss America Trading. They specialize in non-confiscatable, non-reportable hard assets, real money, gold and silver in their various forms, bullion, coins, medallions, you name it, they have it. But I strongly suggest that you get gold or silver coins at the lowest price that you can get, still paying the required 15% bumper to make them non-confiscatable and non-reportable. Don't worry about that. That'll disappear as the inflation increases and the economy eventually comes tumbling down. You're going to be sitting pretty. All through history, folks, the people who have survived
great social upheavals have been the one who had the gold or the silver, and the method of protecting that gold and silver and their family from the chaos and from those who would take it away from them. So that means you need other things besides gold and silver coin, and we'll talk about that on another night. Call 1-800-289-2646, folks. That's 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUY-COIN. You'll be glad that you did. The new newsletter's out. Tell them that you're a listener of the Hour of the Time. You'll get red carpet treatment, and thank them for sponsoring the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hey, Bill, this is Keith in Leander, Texas.
Hello, Keith.
I'm rebroadcasting your program and a few others as well on 88.5 down here. And I'm using a Panaxis transmitter. It's a FME, and it's 500 milliwatts output. A little bit exceeding the regulations there, but I've heard other stories that says as long as I'm not broadcasting outside my state or over international waterways, I'm okay. So
that's correct. If you're broadcasting intrastate and you are not engaging in interstate commerce or interfering with interstate commerce, you're not broadcasting over state borders, international borders, or over large bodies of water where your transmission can be intercepted by and heard by a ship, you don't have anything to worry about. The Constitution limits the power of the federal government to regulating interstate commerce, and that's it. But the reason that I stress what I did tonight is because so many people are hesitating to do this because they're afraid they're going to get in trouble, so I'm telling them how they can do it without having to be afraid. Those of us who aren't afraid, we don't worry about that.
Yeah, I have a homemade, what they call a J-pole antenna. It's a sort of borrowed from a ham radio antenna design book.
Uh-huh.
Scaled up for FM. And
how far are you getting out?
Well, to my car radio, I'm getting between 6 and 8 miles, depending on where I'm at.
Uh-huh.
And that's off the top of a 50-foot mast.
Okay.
And I'm amazed at the kind of coverage you're getting off yours, but.
Well, it's like I said, I'm on a mountain. I'm much higher than 50 feet.
Right.
And it really does get out of that. I was amazed, too, when I first got the transmitter and I took a drive and I was getting out 2 miles in every direction just with the little telescope antenna on top that comes with it, with no outside antenna at all. Of course, I set the transmitter outside. And then when I got the TrueMatch antenna from Ramsey and I put it together and set it up first place, I didn't know what I was doing, and I was amazed that it worked at all. But I'm going out 12 miles with no problem. It's just amazing. I can drive almost all the way up to about 8,500 feet. I'm at 7,500 feet here, and I could just take off across this valley and hit the mountain and go up to the ridge, and I can receive my transmitter all the way up there, which is about 8,500 feet in elevation, and about 12 miles from my transmitter.
That's excellent. I haven't really tried mine from a height to see how far it was getting, with a clear line of sight, but...
Yeah, I'm real happy. You see, when I first got the transmitter, because of their wording in the catalog, like anybody else, I thought that it was more powerful or was the best transmitter. And I was extremely disappointed and even angry to find out that it was only 25 milliwatts.
Well, they claim their export version is 1 watt.
It is 1 watt, but I didn't get that. I got the kit, and I had it assembled by one of our two people who do that. And... when he sent it to me, he said, hey, this is only 25 milliwatts. And when I hooked it up, I was pleased. But I was angry to begin with because you would think that because it costs more and it's called a Super Pro and all that kind of stuff, and they don't tell you what the power is, that's the one that you should
purchase. Well, it looks real nice and has the frequency display and everything. That's nice to have.
Yeah. But for all of the people who are going to be doing this out there, they need to really get the FM25 that has 100 milliwatts of power. Because most of them are in flat land and cities and stuff like that, and they'll never get anywhere if they only have 25 milliwatts.
Well, the Panaxis, they have a new transmitter out called the FMX, is the kit version.
Uh-huh.
And you can set it up anywhere from 20 to 200 milliwatts.
Wow.
And it is a phase-lock loop, so it stays dead on frequency, just like the Ramsey.
Uh-huh.
And they're $119. And that's, you know, without a case or anything. That's just a bare board kit to put it together yourself.
Uh-huh.
I'm real happy with the FME that I have from them, but they don't make that anymore because one of the chips has become obsolete.
Yeah. Can't get it, huh?
Nope.
Okay, well, thanks for calling.
All righty.
Let's see if we can get some other people in here.
Okay.
520-333-4578 is the number. If you're currently rebroadcasting the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network with low-power FM transmitter, or if you'd like to ask some questions about how to do this or about the satellite system that we have offered or about the FM transmitters, please call right away. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. It's Monty in Vermont. How are you?
Hi, Monty. Radio Free Vermont.
You got it. We've been broadcasting with you for, what's it been, Bill, now? 2-3 years?
It's been a long time. That's all I know.
Yeah, it's been an awful long time. We get in the first wave of low-power broadcasting. And
what kind of equipment are you using, Monty?
You know, we've actually had really good success with the Ramsey FM-10s. A lot of people say, well, don't go with that when it drifts. But if you keep the cover on it and keep it indoors, it's not going to drift that much.
Uh-huh.
As long as the temperature doesn't change too much, the frequency won't drift on you. And it's still operating all these years later, rock solid and steady.
How far are you getting out with it?
We're getting out anywhere from about 5 to 6 miles with it. We haven't done all the major modifications we'd like to with it.
Uh-huh.
But it's still doing a hell of a job, and it puts out a nice stereo signal. The only thing we wish was that the satellite was just a bit cleaner, but hey, no, beggars can't be choosers, right?
That's true.
So the next thing, let me say one thing for sure, is that what Bill's telling you guys is the FM25 and the True Match, that's all you need. That's going to get the job done. Now, the thing up to you to do is, damn it, do it. Don't just sit around and complain and hike your pants up to your chest and bitch about the government. Damn it, do something. Get involved.
Yeah, what amazes me is so many people sit around and complain about the controlled and manipulated media and that the lies that they hear on it, and here we're giving them an opportunity to change all that, and so I hope they'll take advantage of it. But I've learned in my life that people who sit around and complain, even when they're given a solution, will sit around and complain. But there are a lot of people out there who don't just sit around and complain and have never known that they have this option. And we're hoping that they'll pick up this opportunity and run with it.
Oh, for $160 plus the satellite system, which is a fantastic price, by the way, you can't go wrong. And the thing is to do is just set your mind to it, make sure you read the law, and then do it. Don't just sit there and sit on the equipment. Do something with it.
Yeah, great. I'm hoping to hear from Heather tonight. Heather has a station in a major city, which I'm not going to name, but his station is hitting the Nielsen ratings from broadcasting this programming from the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network. Do you know what your listening audience is right now, Monty?
We're hitting approximately the size audience, about 20,000.
Uh-huh.
Whether they're listening or not is another question.
Do you ever do any surveys or offer anything to...
haven't yet. We've been right out straight lately, as you well know.
Uh-huh.
And we haven't had time for it lately, but we plan on it at some point.
What you do to do that is just offer something for free for a self-addressed stamped number 10 size envelope. And you know, something that people would really want to get their hands on, like a report or something, and just offer it for free if they'll send you a self-addressed stamp, number 10 size envelope, and that'll give you an idea of what your audience is. It won't tell you your true audience because some people will never call or write no matter what. And there's a formula that you work out for so many letters that you get, it means that X number of people are listening who will never write no matter what you do.
Like an autographed picture of Phil Cooper, right?
Well, I don't know about that. I've never seen any of those.
that would definitely be a good way to do it. The FM transmitters, they are the way to take back the airwaves for the people. The next great thing to do as well is keep looking through that Ramsey catalog. There are so many fantastic kits in there, and you can broadcast even with a low-power television signal. You know, if your neighborhood has very little television coverage, give people something to listen to while they're watching a blank screen. And if you think people aren't going to listen to you, wait, because people have this nasty tendency to press buttons and fly around to the channels, and sometimes they'll hit scan or seek, and they'll nail your station eventually. It might not be tomorrow, but it might be a week from now.
Oh, yeah.
Nail on to it.
There are people in this town walking around in a daze. They've never heard anything like what they're hearing on this broadcast. Well, let me let you go, Monty, and get some other people in here. So there may be some people who have some questions.
Maybe pretty soon, Bill, we'll start hitting the cable. How's that sound?
That'd be nice.
Yeah. All right, you take care.
Thank you.
Talk to you all later.
520-333-4578 is the number. This is so simple to do, ladies and gentlemen. And if you already have a satellite receiver, which many, many of you who listen to this broadcast do, then it's... Oh, It is the easiest thing in the world. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Mr. Cooper. This is Heather from Back East.
Hi, Heather. Tell us your story, because it just got me jazzed. I've been jazzed up ever since I heard it.
Well, we have been definitely making a difference in this part of the world. We've heard the local FM outlet here, a 50,000 watt, by the way. They also have an AM outlet that carries conservative talk in the afternoon. They carry that rotund counterfeit conservative. And
you mean the guy that sits on half his brain?
That's the one.
And claims that he's the most dangerous man in America?
That's the very same.
And when the test came down, he read the presidential memo on the air so that he could throw all the blame onto me, and they found out that he wasn't the most dangerous man in America after all?
The very same. Well, we were broadcasting here with a substantial amount of power at the time, over 32 watts, and we covered an entire county here, probably had 450,000 people within the reach of our signal, and that was indoors in skyscrapers. The mayor could get it in his office. In fact, the local air base where they house all those black helicopters, they could get it out there too. It was rather amusing because we have a police station that likes to listen to it in the squad room, and everybody from there to janitors, to teachers, to a gentleman who was running for state representative, like your previous caller had mentioned, he was hitting scan or search on his radio going down the interstate.
Uh-huh.
Thing you know, he had our station, and he was a hooked listener ever since. They got a pile of letters here. We have a mailing address, and they just can't get it anywhere else. It's just not to be had. The controlled media just has it all locked out, and that's the big thing here. I'm telling you, right now, it's just the lights have come on all across, and when the local media giant came on at noon, you know, called the Use Sound Bites, it was rather amusing. They spliced it together so it said something along the lines of militia, Oklahoma City, bombing, painted us with a big brush, told us it was militia radio, and blew it all headline news all that afternoon. Now,
that's great. That means they built your audience for you. That means everybody was looking for you on the dial.
Absolutely. I heard knobs turning all across the county. And
I heard you got in the Nielsen ratings lately.
Well, it's not Nielsen's. It's called Arbitron ratings.
Yeah, oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
That's
Nielsen is television.
Correct. I'm trying to get a copy of that, but their listeners went down, and all of a sudden the unnamed radio station was in there, and that really, I think we were getting them in the wallet, and You know what they say, you only have freedom of the press when you own your own press.
That's exactly right.
You would know with Veritas. And I look forward to my next issue, which is eagerly awaited here.
By the way, we just found two young men in California who are now starting up the paper again. The next issue, number 15, should be out within 30 days.
Excellent. For equipment here, at the time, I made my own transmitter. We started off with a Pancom FMX, and I built my own amplifier using a Philips DGY-133 chip. Fed that through a second harmonic filter. I know this is gobbledygook, but...
It is to me, but somebody out there...
All the splash down, it keeps people's TVs receiving what they should be receiving and not the station. Sent that on to a good, high-quality Comet CSL-95, and I'm telling you, we were covering the county. We had a range of probably in excess of 20 miles. We did have reports and reception up to 35 miles away, and well, that's getting perilously close to that state border, so we've throttled back the power a little bit, and now I'm running a type-accepted FM exciter here, and we're probably covering now on the neighborhood of a 5-mile range, and we have gobs of listeners. In fact, if we get a complaint, it's that we can't get your signal where we are. Can you turn it up? I've never had anybody say object to anything that they have ever heard. In fact, we tape rebroadcast the hour of the time from noon to 1 Eastern time here. We are on a 24-hour format and a 7-day a week, so it does take a lot of time with announcements and changing tapes and all that, but I'm going to tell you, I'm unemployed, and I did it, okay? There is absolutely no excuse for anybody else out there to piss and moan and weasel out of this. If I can do it, you can do it. And if you're only asking them to do even the minimum to be absolutely legal under the presumed law, the pseudo law, you know, that hocus pocus from the government there.
Yes.
And they'll kind of piss and moan and they'll go, oh, but I can't do that. And I'm telling you, you can do it. Stick with it. Keep a broadcast schedule. Keep it all at the same time every day, and you will have listeners before you know it. And it's the strangest thing. The first time you pull up at a traffic light, and of course you're listening to your station, and a car pulls up alongside you, and your station's on in their car, if you don't know this person from Adam, I'm going to tell you, it'll warm the cockles of your heart.
Yes, it will.
Yeah. Well, hey, Bill, I'm going to get off here so that other people can get on. Don't want to monopolize the show here, but lucky for us, we haven't seen any enforcement activity on this end. Hopefully, we never will. But we're working on it, and I noticed that you had kind of pulled back from your previous mentions there, but I think you covered that on the caller before. But really, get up there and do it. You can do it. You'll be surprised the impact. Feel the earth move in your town.
Well, I haven't pulled back on anything. What I want to do, because I know that the people out there who are awake and who understand what's happening are going to do, you know, what they know that they can do. What I'm trying to do is get these people off their butts who are afraid.
Oh, yeah.
Who think that they're going to get in trouble. They can't get in trouble because the FCC rules say that if they follow the guidelines I've given them tonight, they are perfectly legal in what they're doing.
They are, and even if you sent them a letter and say, it's me, I'm here, and I'm going to be doing this, and invite them to come and check out your station inspection, and you're under that limit, they have to pat you on the back and say, and snap their fingers and go, shucks, and turn and walk away, even if they will come to see you at all.
That's right.
That's right. So that's the big thing. If I can do it, you can do it. It's not a big deal. It's not rocket science. It's keeping to the schedule. It's getting on the air. I'm going to tell you, if you don't do it on a scheduled basis, the quickest way not to have listeners.
That's right. You have
Thank
to.
You.
They have to know that you're going to be on the air every night or whenever you're going to broadcast. It's okay to broadcast one night a week if you're always on the air that night at that time without fail. You'll develop a listenership.
Precisely. Continuity there. It's very, very important.
Yeah.
And I tell you, your show's a big hit in our town. And
where are you at?
Oh, I'm back east.
Okay.
No sense making things easier for anybody, huh?
Yeah. Okay.
We're back east, but all I can tell you is that they when you've gone to the we've been broadcasting.
Okay, I know where you're at anyway.
Yes, well, I know you do, but we've been on the air since 1991 and 24 hours a day since January of this year. And when you switched over to GE1, we followed you. And the one big thing that everybody says to me when they ask about your show is they say, what happened to Pooh and the Pledge of Allegiance? I guess it's a showstopper over here.
Yeah, well, every once in a while she just decides she doesn't want to do it. And then, and she's done that several times. And then all of a sudden she'll come up to me 10 minutes before a broadcast one night. And say, I want to do the pledge. And then she'll do it every night for a couple or 3 weeks, and then she'll take a break again. And I don't ever want to, you know.
No, you don't want to force her.
No.
I just want to tell her that if she's listening, she has a following, and that people want to hear her. So if you can give her the cheer from out here and the Yahoos and the Hustings, and let her all know that that they miss that around here.
Great.
Okay, Bill, hey, you have a great evening, and I want to get back here and listen to the show. I'm watching myself modulate the signal here on this, mm-hmm. and it's kind of odd.
Are you carrying our other programming? Are you carrying Jackie Petru and Michael Cunningham?
I'm carrying some of your other programming, what I can find. I've haven't received a mailing from you.
Immediately before my broadcast is Jackie Petru. She starts 1 hour before this broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
She's great. She's dynamite. And immediately following the hour of the time, is Michael Cottingham with Quest for Health, which is herbal and plant nutrition and medicine.
Is that the only 3 hours you have?
Right now, yeah.
Okay, sounds good. Do send me something here, so let me know where you're what you're at up to, and if you're expanding your coverage there.
Will do.
I have 24 hours a day to fill. That's a lot of time.
Yeah, well, we need other programming. You see, I can't go 24 hours a day and pay a 24-hour-a-day phone bill. We need other programmers to come online and do it.
Tell me about it. Yeah. It's quite a deal here. But luckily, my having had the experience with FM here and the studio work and mixing boards and phone modules and, you know, all that, you know how that is, don't you, Bill?
Yeah, sure do.
I have formed a studio, and I actually produce other shows for other people that air elsewhere on the dial and on international shortwave. I do 2 hours of live programming here, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 6 to 8 Eastern on that one network you don't like. That one transmitter.
No, I don't like anybody that lies to me for 4 years, as far as I'm concerned.
I've spoken to him, and I concur.
Yeah.
He's
the most obnoxious, lying.
Well, he showed his colors to me, too, so don't feel bad.
Yeah. Okay, I got to let you go.
You have a good one, Bill.
Thanks, Heather.
Bye.
Good night. Well, if we got one more call, we'll take it. If we don't, we're going to have to go into the network and then go into Michael's broadcast. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bill, this is Dan in Texas.
Hi, Dan.
One thing I wanted to go into briefly, I know like in Gary's book, they also mentioned that a 10-foot rule is basically for your AM antennas. You know, an FM antenna, you actually give them what they call a field strength, but you can't put it higher. You know, normally if you get any like these you're talking about from Ramsey, you won't have to worry about exceeding that field strength.
Yeah.
Can go up. I'm not sure exactly what the height though.
I think you can go up to 60 feet depending upon
right at least.
Yeah, depending on building codes in your area and that kind of
right,
stuff.
Or if you're real close to an airport. But
yeah.
That 10 foot's for an AM, you're restricted to transmission, antenna, everything, 10 foot maximum. So
also if your city tells you can't put up a satellite receiving system or a satellite dish in your yard, the Supreme Court just said that they can't do that.
Right. Especially got these things you can put over now, they look like a rock.
Yeah.
The one makes it look like a big rock set in your yard, so.
Yep.
Okay, as long as you know that, I've got to get my stuff in so you start transmitting here. I've been procrastinating, like you say, you know how you are.
Don't procrastinate. We need to build this network. We need to get the truth out to the American people.
All right, I know. I've been taping for a few people, but I got to get the transmitter and that up, too, so.
Good.
Okay, I'll let you go.
Okay, good night.
Right, bye-bye.
And that's it, folks. We're not going to have any lead-out music tonight. We're going to go straight into the network. This is the Voice of Freedom. listening to the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network, with studios in Eager, Arizona, broadcasting on satellite GE1, transponder 7, 7.56 audio, and over 700 FM stations across the nation and around the world. If any of you live in KDNO land in California, call KDNO tomorrow during the day. Tell Richard Palmquist which satellite, transponder, and frequency we're on. They're now telling people that they can't find us on the satellite. We gave everyone plenty of warning when we left Galaxy 6. We're now on GE1, transponder 7, 7.56 audio, so that they can once again begin to carry our programming, if this isn't just an excuse for them not to. Either way, we don't care. We're building our own network of stations around the world. If they want to be a part of it, they're welcome. If not, adios, amigo, we're taking America back, with or without them. Stay tuned now for Michael Cottingham in Quest for Health.